described yourself in the pictures believing you were a lion. Is that right?
I am a lion.
You are a lion.
Do you have any specific routines that help you get into a successful mindset to go into the day, really?
I try to surround myself with positive energy, positive vibes, and push myself to be positive, to be open-minded, and because a new day is a new day. You learn every day. You learn something new and discover something new. So, and I try to enter everything in with a positive mindset. So that is what I try to do. And then, obviously, in my profession, I go for the kill, to become better and to improve myself and to challenge myself to be a better Zlatan every day. I mean, I think the mental part is 50% in everything we do, either if you play football or whatever you work with, because if you're not ready mentally, doesn't matter how big talent you have or how prepared you are, because if you're not prepared mentally and ready with the mental part, then it's very difficult, because I think the confidence comes from the mental part. I mean, you have confidence, then the mental is there. And I always had a big confidence in what I'm doing, and I believe in what I'm doing. And sometimes right, sometimes not right, but yeah, you still have to believe in what you do and reach for it. So, but my confidence is strong. I never had a problem preparing myself mentally, because I know if I'm ready mentally, then the rest I have no problems, because I know what I'm able to do and I know my skill set and I know I can do above normal. So I think it's like we talked just before, like the preparing mentally, being confident. When people say no, you say yes. When they say yes, you say no. And I think that is being yourself, and you follow your own path, your own way of doing things. So it's not always the right thing, but you work hard, you believe, and you take responsibility. So, I mean, I have an example. When I did my book, everybody said, why? You don't do a book while you're active. That is exactly what I will do. When I went to England to play, everybody said, no, I'm too old, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. That is exactly what I will do. So I will do, I'll prove them wrong and demonstrate opposite for them. So that is also a challenge, but you have to have courage to take the challenge and not go take the safe line always. That is a risk, but when you succeed, the feeling is even better. The feeling is amazing. That is difficult to describe when you go against every odds that is against you.
Everybody said, don't do it. It's not good for career. You don't do a good season, people will say the rest of your thing you did before is useless, because you didn't make it in England. Yeah, you did it there, but you didn't do it here. But that triggered me, because that is the challenge I want. So I went against everybody that said to me no, and I said, this is exactly what I want to do. Everybody thought that I'm too old, but I came, and I made the Premier League look old. Only to come here is something huge for me, something amazing. And now to stay here, I need to work hard. But I felt I'm there because of a reason. I'm here because I'm good. I'm not here because I had luck or somebody gave me a wild card. No, because of hard work. And from the first day, I went off the training pitch. I was on my way and I hear Capello scheme. I need goals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
That is what you will be, Capella said. And at the end, became like a machine. In front of the goal, goal. In front of the goal, score a goal. You get opportunity, score a goal.
I think in my case, I have this drive. I want to become better every day. I have a mentality that if I don't work hard enough, I'm not feeling good. It brings you to a level where you challenge your body, because it's all about challenging yourself. How far can you reach? How far can you take your body? And like you said, I'm 41 years old and I'm still on this level. And my mentality is very strong, because I demand a lot, not only from myself, but also from my teammates. First, I was a little bit afraid, because I didn't really know if I could come back or what would happen. But slowly I took it day by day. I didn't look in front. I just accepted the situation, and I think it was more a mental thing, where I had to keep calm, keep patient, and let's say do a boring training. I didn't get a lot of adrenaline out of the training. And slowly, slowly, I became stronger. I came closer to the field, and then in the end, I was there in the middle of everybody.
I feel young. I said once before, I feel like Benjamin Button. I was born old, and I will die young, this for sure. So just to say, don't worry about my age. I know I'm 37, but when I came to England, they all said I was old. I came in a wheelchair. After 3 months, I conquered England, and they say I was flying. So this is only numbers. So I know what I'm able to do. I know what I will do. And I come here to win. I already brought my family, so my wife can take care of the family, and I can take care of what I'm good at, playing football. So just to settle in very fast, get to know my teammates, get to know the coach, the people around the club. Tomorrow, big game. And I'm already involved, so I feel excited. So the lion is hungry. I've been everywhere.
Jose Mourinho, after you hurt your knee, said it's probably the end of your career. Did you ever think that?
Nah, it's
you can't think that.
No, it's not an option. I said it immediately afterwards. I decide when I stop, and I decide how I will stop. And the moment when this happened, I said to myself, this is not the way the movie will end. The movie will end like I wanted to end. So we still have things to give and to do also. So we keep going. I mean, I'm 36, but I don't feel as 36. So
you don't play like you're 36 either.
No, that, I agree totally. So I train hard. I prepare myself very good. I'm a hard worker, and I believe in working hard. It pays off, so I just do my thing. I prepare in the best way. I have the best team around me, so I just go out and do what I'm good at.
I think it's the self-confidence. If you believe in what you do and keep doing it, I mean, when I was young, I had a lot of people telling me, you have to adjust to the other ones. You have to be like the other ones. I was listening, but I wasn't always following. I dragged it in, how do you say, I was listening, but I did my own thing. I kept doing my own thing, and I believed in myself. What was like the question there, like, they judge you even before you come, and they don't even know you. And that was outside the pitch and inside the pitch. But I kept going. I kept going, and it brought me where I am today. Confidence and believing what you do, I think that is the goal target. If they can do it, I can do it. And that's the mentality. If somebody else can do it, you can do it. And I said to myself, I will do it, and I will do it better. I try to, when I do something, wanna be the best. I will not be happy being the second, third, or the fourth. My inspiration is that above everybody else, and that's in everything I do, in my project like this, in my football. And another thing, whatever everybody else says is not important. So if they tell you you're best, it's not important. The important is that you say you're the best.